We are back. This is Punto de Encuentro, and we are doing some special tribute to honor Roberto Miranda, who was a host of Punto de Encuentro, and he passed away on February the 17th. And one his friends are coming over to pay some respect and to participate in this tribute. And we have one of our special friends, Jordan Bishop, who, along with his wife, John, or Juanita Bishop, they have been good friends of Roberto and his family. Welcome, Jordan. Bienvenido, Jordan.
Happy to be here.
So Jordan speaks very good Spanish, but in this opportunity he wants to say some words in English and read some poetry as well. But before he do that, or we do that, he wants to say something about his friendship with Roberto. He wants to speak about Roberto as a human being, as a friend, and then as a poet.
Yes, well, It's very interesting. Juanita and I first met Roberto about 1 month after he had come to Canada as a political refugee, quite by accident. And it was like destiny. We have been very close to the family ever since. They have been a part of our lives. And Roberto was really a remarkable human being. You've heard from Bill talking about him, and it's the same thing that struck everyone. He was a man, he was a giving man, a man who gave of himself with a remarkable generosity. Amazing, amazing. He made friends easily, and he kept them. And he was just, it's hard to say. Hard to talk about him even, and hard to imagine a world without him now. But maybe I should try. I have a piece of poetry that he wrote, and he wrote it in Spanish, but it was translated into English, and I have the English translation here. And he wrote it on the occasion of the World Social Forum in Caracas, in Venezuela, in 2006. And it has no title except World Social Forum. But let me read the poem, the English translation. If I had 1,000 eyes, and my ears were everywhere, my hands multiplied, we might then hear ourselves in this sad and fragmented world of ours. If our struggle were not a matter of days, but of an eternity, that in our endless debates we might more than speak, and move to action. If the winds that blow from the four points of the compass would let us feel brotherhood in all our peoples, who with giant steps are building a world of our dreams, a world from the dreams of Che that our fathers loved and cared for, a world where the poor can be in charge. Now we may praise the dignity of Fidel, the courage of Hugo, the firm hand of Abel. May these most human figures lead us to see an awakening of the oppressed. For all that this encounter may globalize, only love, resistance, the struggle for another world, more equal, another world in this encounter, the very clouds fill with hope. Trees bear fruits of strength, rivers carry away despair, the rains nourish rebellion. In this encounter, rebellion becomes harmony, to detest all avarice, to make way for our struggle. In the end, brothers and sisters, let our dialogue flourish. Let us hear the cries of those who suffer injustice and pack our bags with the tools of our struggle.
That's great. This is a very profound poetry that Roberto always did write, and I remember you did the translation as well, and this one and some others. So I thank you, Jordan. And would you like to read the other one in Spanish, or would you like to speak about your something else, or read the poetry in Spanish? Please.
Well, I could read the other one in Spanish. It's a bit shorter.
Okay, por favor, adelante.
It was written on the occasion of the hurricanes in Guatemala and the landslides and all the problems that people had. And Roberto was quite moved by this. And very, very Roberto. Joan and I were in hospital. He was in hospital, and he was suffering some pain, and he couldn't sleep, and he didn't have any paper. And he took some paper towels that he had and borrowed a pen from the doctor and wrote several pages of poems, which Juanita has kept. We still have them in the house. But this is one of them, and I will read it in Spanish. Okay. It's called Otra Tormenta. ¿Cuántas casas quedan sepultadas? ¿Cuántas ilusiones arrastrados son por el río? ¿Y cuántas vidas cegadas? ¿Cuántas lágrimas se unen a las correntadas, lágrimas brudadas, porque los valles, las calles y las carreteras son borradas? Pero, a pesar de la tragedia, todavía sale el sol. Aún nos queda tiempo para construir sueños. Aún nos queda tiempo para tejer esperanzas y poder dispersar sonrisas y anhelo. Aún nos quedan brazos y manos que nos sirvan no solo para abrazar, sino para apoyar.
Muy bien. Gracias, Jordan. Ha sido realmente un tiempo especial esta noche, lo que yo le llamaría a esta reunión esta noche un rincón cálido de la memoria colectiva. O sea, estoy prestando las palabras del teólogo profeta de la vida y la justicia, don Pedro Casaldáliga. Estamos ahorita en un rincón cálido de la memoria colectiva en honor a Roberto. Muchas gracias, Jordan. Thank you so much, Jordan. Would you like to say something else, or are you all right?
Well, you mentioned Pedro Casaldáliga, un gallego, un poeta que trabajaba en Brasil. Mm-hmm. There's something we don't always see in Roberto. We didn't always. But there was a German theologian who was murdered by Hitler in 1945, who talked about Christianity as being for others, being for the other person, giving of oneself. And to me, Roberto personified this way of looking at life. He was open. He gave of himself without limits. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's great. You found a parallel, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing with us the reading of poetry, Roberto, and this story about this theologic or our bishop. Thank you. We are here paying respect to Roberto, and I think we have somebody else who's gonna speak. Please bear with me that we have several people coming over, and some of them they have recorded something. They are recording their thought. Actually, it was our manager Matthew Crochet who did the interviews to some our friends who also remember Roberto. So thank you, Jordan. Gracias, muchas gracias, Jordan.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.